Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. For the past few weeks, we have been airing excerpts from our CF Fall Ministry Symposium called Why Children Now with our guest speaker, Dr. Robert Morgan. But this week, I wanted you to hear the ministry report that I shared with the people the night of the symposium about how God is on the move here in Illinois. The Lord is drawing the children unto Himself all by the power of the gospel and changing the children's lives one by one by the power of His Word and the power of His Holy Spirit. I hope you enjoyed listening today to this annual ministry report and that you are encouraged because our God is on the move. This message, when you think about that video that we just saw, really the only difference in the lives of the children and their before and after stories really just comes down to one word, and that's hope. The hope of the gospel, the hope of knowing and believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just so excited what God is doing. I was thinking about the different things I would like to share with you about our different ministries that we've had and you know, numbers of children reached and so forth. But you know what? I just didn't feel led to do that. What I wanted to do instead is to share with you some testimonies of what God is doing in the lives of children because our God is on the move. I want to share with you just four stories. The first was at our Camp Good News, our camp ministry that we have. We have a 7 weeks of camp. And one of those weeks is dedicated exclusively for Angel Tree children. Have you guys ever heard of Angel Tree kids that have, they're one that have a parent in prison? And so we actually call it Legacy Changers Week. And our camp director, Chris Kalel, we just really just appreciate, he's just a gift from God in coming and just such a great job and out at camp, and also Brian Cordes. And 1 week of camp this past summer at Legacy Changers Camp, they had in 1 week, Chris told me, 14 children in 1 week that made a decision to believe on Jesus. And we just praise the Lord for what He did. But you know what? That's not even the end of the story. Chris, he has such a passion to desire to not only to share the gospel with those boys and girls, but he wants in that 1 week that he has them, because he doesn't know if he's going to see them again, he wants to pour everything he can. He wants to pack it on in as much as he possibly can. And one thing that he really encourages them to do is that when they go home, is to not to keep this message about Jesus to themselves, but to go home and tell their family and their friends about Jesus too. And then even gives them those gospel bracelets with the colors of the wordless book. Well, one little girl took this very seriously. And so it was about a week or so after she had went home from camp, and she was one of those 14 that had believed on Jesus. And then the camp got this message. She called, and she left a message for Chris. And she said, "Tell Mr. Chris, I've told 3 friends about Jesus, and 2 of them got saved. But I have more friends I want to tell about Jesus to, so I need some more gospel bracelets." And so that's just amazing, the work of the gospel. Another story that I heard was about a little boy. And this was one of our first 5-day clubs that we had this summer. It was in Eureka. It was at a trailer park. And at first, we thought this 5-day club was kind of a bust because we only had 3 children that showed up, and they were all boys. And that's not the reason why it was a bust. But our workers were kind of discouraged. They're like, man, you know, all this work. And we thought we'd pass out all these flyers and only 3 children. But let me tell you what God did. Before the end of that week, all 3 of those boys, one by one by one, trusted in Christ as their Savior. And one boy in particular, when the CF workers and team found out that he didn't even own a Bible, there was not even a Bible in his house, in his trailer park, that they gave him a Bible. And he was so excited to have his very own Bible. And he asked the summer missionary, he says, "Can you show me in my Bible that story that you just taught us in Bible club so I can read it for myself?" And I think it was like 2 Kings chapter 5 about the story of Naaman. And so they, you know, they showed him where it was, and there was the little boy, and the other ones were doing other things. And there was that little boy just sitting there reading his new Bible. Well, then the CF worker came over and said, "We know we're gonna go and play some games over here, and you know, you wanna come and join us?" And he said, "Well, can I just stay here and read my new Bible? I really don't want to play games. I just want to read my Bible. Is that okay?" What do you think we said? "No, you can't read your Bible." And so, yes. And then without anybody telling him what to do or no prompting whatsoever, then he just on his own, he bowed his head and folded his hands, and he began to talk to Jesus and thank God for his new Bible. And that's just the hunger that that God worked in his heart by the Holy Spirit. Another story that I heard this summer was down in southern Illinois, and God is just doing amazing things. It's just a brand new chapter that we're able to open up just this year down the Carbondale, Illinois area. And they had a five-day club in a park pavilion, and it was almost the last day of five-day club, and I'm told it was almost like the very last end of the club, like the very last few minutes, and there was these two teenage boys that were just walking around the park, just hanging out, and they weren't part of the club or anything, but it's just, they're like, they saw those children over here with these picnic benches where their Bibles open, and they wondered what in the world that was all about, and so they came over, and they're like, hey, what are you guys doing? You know, what's all this stuff you're doing? And the pastor was there from the church that was sponsoring the Phi Day Club, and the pastor was just absolutely bold, and the pastor just went ahead and gave each of those two teenage boys a Bible, and then sat them down and just shared the gospel with them. You know, I don't even know if I would be that bold, but just shared the gospel with those two teenagers, and one of those two teenagers, when he heard the gospel, they told me that he teared up right then, tears were just falling down his cheeks, and he said, I need Jesus. And right then and there, this teenage boy, he prayed to receive Christ, and they weren't even originally part of the five-day club. It's like God sent him over right before that five-day club ended. And another story that I just want to share with you also took place at a picnic shelter, and this was also in Carbondale, and it was in an apartment complex, and there was a lot of international students that were living like in that housing area down there in Carbondale. And what they told me is that every night in the evening when they had the Phi Day Club, that they had Muslim and Hindu children, but not just children, but also their parents, that came to that Phi Day Club every single evening. And the parents would bring their children, but they would just stay there, and they would just hang back and watch, and they would listen. They would be hearing the gospel message proclaimed through songs and scripture memory and through a clear evangelistic Bible lesson every single evening for an hour to hour and a half for that whole week. And it was just amazing what God did. The other thing I wanted to share with you about is a new ministry that is a follow-up to our evangelistic outreach. For many years, for over a decade, that our CF International headquarters in Warrenton, Missouri, they've had a discipleship Bible lesson correspondence course with children, and my boys have been on it, and it's just, it was across the United States. But due to budget cuts this past January, our headquarters, they had a difficult decision to make, and they had to drop that program. And actually, I was thinking that some of you here tonight have gone out to the headquarters to do the Truth Chasers Club. How many of you guys have done that? Because I think there's several of you. Wow, that's great. Can we give them a hand? They were doing that for a long time. And I told our state board, I said, you know what, we've had people here in Peoria that have been going, and from, you know, Grace, my home church, but also some other churches here in town. I said, I think we can restart this ministry again. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for our state board that gave us the permission, the blessing. And so this summer, we were able to restart that up for the state of Illinois. And let me tell you what God did. We have now enrolled 1,400 children in the Truth Chasers ministry, and we have received at least 140 of those lessons that have come back. And those children, I'd love to see more than that, but those children are very active. For example, I came into the office the other day, and I saw all these Truth Chasers lessons just laying out on the table, and there was 30 of them, over 30 of them. These represents children. They're sending their lessons back and forth through the mail, and one of them, they just caught my attention. It was a little girl that had sent in a letter, and most of these children, they just send in their lesson, which is great, and they usually don't send in a letter, but this little girl did, because she had lost her lesson, and she was writing to ask us if we kept track of those things so that we could send her her lost lesson, because she wanted to make sure that she did not miss a lesson. And I was like, wow, you know. And then, I don't know, I guess I was kind of like poking around, and you know, I was just like, you know, and I wanted to find her lesson, because I like, this girl is, you know, that's amazing. And so I found her lesson. I wanted to share that with you tonight. And every one of our Truth Chasers mailbox lesson and asked the question if they had believed on Jesus. And she's 10 years old now, but she circled. She said yes. And she did that. She believed on Jesus as her Lord and Savior when she was 6 years old. And then the next question it asked, it said, tell us, have you ever told any of your friends about Jesus? And I want to read to you what she wrote. Now, if you can see it there on the PowerPoint. But she said, yes, he is holy, righteous, kind, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and he never sinned, and he never sins. He died on the cross for our sins. He got buried in the tomb. Then on the third day, he rose again. And I was like, wow, this girl really knows her stuff. And I was just so amazed and so blessed. And this ministry is a blessing not only to the children, but also to us and to our staff and to our volunteers. I also just want to share with you what we're doing right now. That was a summer ministry and in our follow-up ministry, the Truth Chasers. But right now, we are in the midst of our after-school Good News Club ministry that Dr. Morgan has already talked about. And here in Illinois, he talked about what God is doing. He's present among his people. We are now in 70 elementary public schools. That means when school is out in these public schools, secular schools, that we can be right in there with the gospel. And we just praise the Lord for the open door the administrations have given us, and including in some of them that they've given us access to all the districts and to all the schools, the elementary schools in the districts. And so we're just excited what God has done. So, for example, just about 2 weeks ago, through a new church partnership, we started our third after-school Good News Club in Dunlap. And on the first day of the Good News Club there at the school that we just started in Dunlap, they had over 40 children that came on the very first day. That was just amazing. And then, yes. And also I was told that a lot of those children are coming, or at least some of them, they're not even from a church background whatsoever. And there's even some of them, they're not even from a Christian background, like an other world religion background, but yet their parents are allowing them to come. And that's just amazing. We also just started a Good News Club in Elkville. And also in just a few weeks, we're starting our first ever after-school Good News Club in Lincoln. And so we're really excited about that. And, you know, it's a little bit early to be thinking about Christmas, but we are in CF. This is our second year that we're doing a Christmas across America. And if you think about it, you know, if children are not from a Christian home, if they're not from a church background, what does Christmas mean to them? And if in the schools it's been stripped of the true meaning of Christmas, they have no idea what Christmas really is. And so one of our desires is to go into the public schools where we do not have a Good News Club. So we're calling this here at the state office the 12 Days of Christmas. And so we're looking right now to go into 12 different elementary schools that we'd like to partner together with local churches. And we're thinking about here in this area right here, and to go into some schools where we've never had a Good News Club, so we can reach a whole new group of children. And we're just praying that, you know, the administrations would give us favor for just a one-shot, one-time party club, and then we can see if those church partnerships, if that would turn into eventually an after-school Good News Club. I just want to share some of these things with you just to encourage your hearts, because, you know, as Dr. Morgan was sharing, it is dark outside, but our God is on the move. He is working in the lives of his people, and he's lighting up their lives by the power of the gospel, and he's filling them with hope, the hope of the gospel, the hope of Christ, and he's changing their lives from the inside out, from young to old, and he is changing them one by one by one. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. It's my hope that you are encouraged today in what God is doing in the lives of the children through ministry outreaches such as CEF of Illinois in reaching the children, the future generations, for our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember today that no matter how dark our world gets or how it looks like on the outside, that our God is still on the throne and our God is on the move for the hearts of his people. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
I learned about God because they taught me so much about him.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
He's the creator, and his love is endless.
Make this your ministry.
It's just really, really special.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.